from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, the audio novels, The Dead Star.
Polly and the Doctor walk through the deserted campus, past the brushed concrete buildings, heading for the tube station. The balmy summer evening was spiced with the smell of freshly mown lawns.
"Doctor," said Polly, "if I ask Dr. Fields to tell me what a black hole is, she'll never stop telling me. So would you mind explaining it, preferably in words of one syllable?"
The Doctor said, "Well, I'll try. You see, a black hole can be created when a very large star reaches the end of its lifespan and goes supernova. Now, a star is tremendously massive. Earth's sun weighs about an octillion tons. When a star's furnace goes out, there's nothing left to hold the star up against its own enormous weight."
He mimed a ball with his hands, bringing them suddenly together.
"The dead star collapses in on itself, crushing all of its matter into a tiny space."
His right hand became a tight fist.
"The closer you get to it, the more intensely you feel its gravity, until it's so powerful that nothing can escape its pull, not even light."
"That's why it's black," said Polly, a little bit awed.
Out of the corner of her eye, she saw a large dog crossing one of the lawns. When she turned her head, it was gone. She said,
"So it sort of sucks everything in?"
"Well, no, they're not vacuum cleaners," said the Doctor, pleased with his joke. "They don't suck and they don't gulp. From a distance, the black hole's gravity is perfectly safe, just as if it was an ordinary star. But if you go back into the black hole, you can never come out again."
Was that the dog again, passing behind them? Polly tried to concentrate.
"Its funny orbit, it has something to do with the time corridor, doesn't it?"
He nodded.
"The time corridor is straight as a die. Dr. Fields thinks her planet X is following an elongated elliptical orbit, like a comet. She doesn't have enough data yet to see the straight line."
They were passing by the grandiose optics building.
"But Doctor, does that mean..."
Between two columns, she caught a glimpse of that dog again.
No, it wasn't a dog.
An instant later, the thing skittered round the column, a thick body with multiple legs, staring at them menacingly with two black eyes. No, four. Eight? The shriek came out of Polly as though someone had pushed her down a flight of stairs. Now the monster was a hound bigger than she was, made of hundreds of small metallic parts all jumbled together, moving and changing in front of her eyes.
"Oh dear, it's a robot!"
exclaimed the Doctor. All at once it was tumbling towards them, this collection of pieces of red rods and gold chains and jagged silver shapes, galloping across the grass so lightly it left no trace. But there was a parked car in its way, and it leapt onto it, crumpling the roof like foil.
"Oh, my star!"
shouted the Doctor. Polly was frozen in place. The moment he grabbed her arm, she turned to run with him, even though the robot man-dog was racing down the road, only a few seconds behind them, only 1 second behind. It was on them!
Big Finish, for the love of stories.